Well, good day, everyone, everywhere, and special greetings to all those seated at heavenly places in Jesus. The name of this broadcast is Cross the Border. I'm Nicholas Arthur, and today is a live prophecy reality edition. Yes, the studio cam is on. The chat room is open, so come on over to firstamendmentradio.net. Click on the chat button and join the people that are crowding into the chat room. Now, all you people in that chat room there, remember, keep your distance. At least 6 feet away from each other. Yeah, that's virtual feet. So just do what I say and don't question it, right? Well, anyway, good morning in the chat room there. And let's see, someone says, anyone notice a general lethargy about their hometown since the fireworks shows Saturday? You know, I live over here in the foothills, and it's kind of a custom to get on my bicycle, ride over to the edge of the hill over there where you overlook the valley, and watch the fireworks show. And I've been doing this on and off for many years, or I can just watch from my house, go up to the roof or something. But the best show is over there on the side of the hill, you know, at the edge of the valley, and just to look over the valley. Takes me about 5 minutes to ride my bicycle over there. Well, I went over there with my son-in-law and all my grandchildren on the 4th of July. And I'll tell you, what I saw was more fireworks on any 4th that I've ever seen on any 4th of July since I've moved here to this place in the foothills. And you can see that. There's several postings about it. Now, the governor said, no fireworks shows. And the people responded with the biggest fireworks show that California has ever had in history. I know California has a bad name, okay, for being a liberal state. But I'm going to tell you, I'm going to let you, all you people that are not in California, I'm going to let you in on a little secret. It is the big cities where the greatest populations are that control the whole state and the legislature and vote the governor in, because that's where all the people are. There are several very conservative counties, and the county where I live is very conservative. Okay? The local sheriff is a constitutional sheriff. I've talked to him. I talked to one within the last few weeks, and I asked him why he wasn't wearing a mask. He says, oh, he pretty much intimated to me that was all a farce, that they're not going to be enforcing any mask directives that come down from the governor. And also, so people spoke loudly in California on the 4th of July with the biggest fireworks display ever seen in California history. Okay. There were no official government and fireworks display, but the people had the largest fireworks display in history. And the show was the greatest I've ever seen. Cause the local town here, small city, town, whatever, used to put on a fireworks display every year. And then they quit because of the economy. And then they never brought it back. And it was always great. I could always watch that one too from, you know, any hill around here and, you know, have the greatest view overlooking it. But I'll tell you what, this last 4th of July, it was the best I ever seen. Also went to a Baptist church this weekend, and they decided to defy the governor. They said, this is too far. This has gone on too long, and finally he has overreached his limit, which I think he's already done, but, you know, the Protestants are not going to stand. Anyone with even one reformed bone in their body, okay, is not going to stand for not singing. Okay, so I went to the church and I sang as loud as I could, as I usually do, and they decided that was it. It's, you know, we're going to disobey. Well, try to go along with everything else, but that's just too far. Finally, is that what it took? Huh? That's what it took. But anyway, so there were singing in all the Protestant churches, all the Reformed churches in the valley, and probably throughout the whole state of California. And probably all those people were shooting off fireworks too, saying, we got something to celebrate here, our liberty, and I think that we're going to keep it. So I think the people of California in general, they spoke very large. And there are several, you'll see several postings and videos of the fireworks. And it was not just my town and this very conservative part of California, but even in LA County, it was the best ever. I mean, of course, there's more fireworks in LA, so their show was much brighter than the one I saw for my little town. It was like, because it's a huge county. I mean, LA County is. But so the people spoke in California, and they told the Jesuit governor, yes, that Antichrist representative out there, Governor Newsom. Definitely go to his Wikipedia page. You can see that he's Jesuit trained. There's nothing hidden about that. And so we know where he is. And we know about our other, like the governor of, Governor Abbott of Texas, a pretend conservative. But, you know what? I think he is probably a closet Jesuit. There are a lot of closet Jesuits. That's part of their MO. It's written in their instructions. So, anyone who's going along with this lockdown, all these governors, some are blatant, and some, but they all are obeying the Antichrist. Yeah, these governors, says WW or Thomas in the chat room, are trying hard to get their citizens to reject states' rights and become federal or universal Catholic citizens. That's Washington, D.C., one of the three city states under the control of the Antichrist. That's right. It's not one of the states of, although they'd like to make it. And, you know, I did hear about this initiative that they're pushing and that some Democrats are pushing in Washington, D.C., because we tried to get our initiative to California, six Californias. But the new initiative that the Democrats are pushing in Washington, in D.C. or at the Capitol is to make D.C. a state so that they can get two more representatives there because they'll definitely get all of Washington, D.C. So there'll be 52 representatives in the House and they'll get two more. But they want to split California into seven. Well, you know, I don't think splitting up. I've been for splitting up California, so I could live in, you know, a conservative area of California, because where I live would definitely go conservative, as would several other areas. So if we did our two Californias or six Californias, I don't think two is enough. I think six would be great, but that you can look up those initiatives. Even though we got enough signatures, the state legislature kept it off the ballot the last time, okay? Unlawfully, I believe, yeah. They won't have it. People in California are sick of being controlled by Sacramento and Los Angeles County. The rest of us here are sick of it. We want our own state. California is way bigger than many other six states combined, than several other, you can combine several other six states, and California is still bigger, so we should be able to divide up our state, I think. But whether that's ever going to happen, I don't know. Let it continue being broken up. Let the clay continue to break the iron. And California, the iron of California definitely needs to be broken up, especially with Jesuit Governor Newsom over here. Yeah. Anyway, I'm not going to go on and carry out my train of thought because I am a Christian, Reformed Christian man after all. Okay, what else do we got? I had a little video I wanted to share with you all, and I think you can find this on the First Amendment Radio First Amendment Radio Facebook page. We have a Facebook page, so I'm posting things there. And you should go over there and whatever it is, follow the Facebook page until we get kicked off of that. And also, I have another thing that I wanted to share with y'all. Y'all should look at this. And let me put it up on the screen here if I can find it. There it is. And, there it is right there. This is it. YouTube is practicing censorship. And just in case you didn't know, they're daily deleting videos from the First Amendment Radio channel. Our channel may soon disappear altogether from YouTube. So we're planning on that. It's likely to happen. So now if anything disappears or regularly disappears from YouTube, we're posting it over on our BitChute channel. And you can see the channel there. It's bitchute.com. That's B-I-T, it's bit, and shoot is C-H-U-T-E.com, bitchute.com. /channel/First Amendment Radio. All one, no spaces. So if we disappear, that's where we're going to go. Of course, we are paying a monthly fee for that service, although it is free. But I'm going to we're at First Amendment Radio, at least supporting our channel over there. You get a few more privileges, and we may have to ramp up our support if we have to move everything over there. Either that or we have to ramp up our own server space and fees there one way or the other. We're going to pay more for losing YouTube. But I'm going to stay on YouTube as long as I can because, you know, to me, it's a fishing hole, okay? That's what YouTube is to me. I'm put it plainly like it is. I'm not going to cry if they take me off YouTube, if they take me out of their fishing hole. I believe it is a public square and that YouTube should be bound to honor, you know, our First Amendment free speech for the place that they have in our society, a place that we've given them on the internet as the people. Okay? And I believe that, that the freedom-loving portion of our government over there is working hard on antitrust against YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and many others. So I think there's going to be legislation coming down, and I think they're starting to quake a little bit. Okay, they haven't taken First Amendment Radio off of YouTube yet, although they have shadow banned us because we were growing steadily and exponentially up until about, for half of the years we've been on YouTube. Once we started and our growth started, then it flattened out. And I even noticed a lot of our subscribers get deleted silently after a while. Yeah. So you've been noticed. If you're listening on YouTube, you just come on over to First Amendment Radio and we're going to try to improve things, but we need more money, you know. I'd like to hire my grandson, who's now 14 going on 15, but very into tech. And it would be nice if I could hire him, you know, with a small salary at first, a few hundred dollars a month to work on our stuff. I think he would be interested in that. Or hire some professionals to, because these things, they take, so you got to do this stuff. Some of this stuff has to be done every day. And my plate is full and I just can't do it. I got my daughter helping. You know, she earns her living here on the ranch by working every day. But I don't really pay her a salary. She should get paid something. She's 19 years old. You know, whatever she needs, I give her money for. Okay, anytime she asks me for something, I give it to her because she's earning it. But she should have something coming in just for showing up every day and doing this work. So, and I guess I need to be a little better at fundraising, or perhaps I need a promotion staff, someone to do that every day. I just don't have it. But in these last days, these few years we have coming up to the seventh millennium, the return of Jesus, we need to be working hard against the three frog spirits that are out there in the world croaking as loud as they can. Okay? So we need to do all that. Let's see what else we got going on here. Okay. Oh, I did want to share something with you, and that this is a something I posted on our First Amendment Radio Facebook page, I believe. And this is from, this is going to current events, and they're the second wave of coronavirus is back, but not really. They're now just testing, and they're finding out about a lot of asymptomatic positives out there. So now they're saying, you know, of course, they're hyping it up, and they'll hype it up as long as they can. First, see, the coronavirus hype and hogwash was starting to fade from people's view and memories. So then they brought up and started terrorizing the cities with the Black Lives Matter and all that. And the truth has overwhelmed that. So people are now forgetting about that. Well, they see a little flares up here and there. And they're still, you know, the mainstream and all the liberals and all the Jesuit coadjutors out there. And most of those people that are Jesuit coadjutors don't even know they are. They're just puppets and pawns of the Antichrist and his shadow government and all their adherents in the world. They're just moved like puppets. Wear a mask.
Oh, no, I'm scared to death.
I'm sorry. You know what? The only reason to wear a mask is because you're afraid. You know, people out there go, oh, I just don't want someone else to catch it, so I wear a mask. Do you have it? Well, no, but what? What? Yeah. The farce is, yeah. So anyway, now they're bringing back the second wave. But that's going to fade too, because we're confronting the truth. That's why we have to never let up with the truth to fight the lies that are out there. That way we can keep America at an even kilter. We cannot allow evil to overcome good, lies to overcome the truth. But that means we have to fight, we have to speak up, we have to not be afraid, okay? So anyway, let me play this this from a senator, I believe it is, or Rand Paul. Is he a congressman or a senator? Yeah, one of those things he is. I should know this stuff, right? I'm supposed to be extra smart or something. Here we go.
We seem to hear from you things we can't do. But when you're asked, can we go back to school? I don't hear much certitude at all. I hear, well, maybe it depends.
I agree with you. I am completely unqualified.
It is a fatal conceit to believe any one person or small group of people has the knowledge necessary to direct an economy or dictate public health behavior. I think government health experts during this pandemic need to show caution in their prognostications. It's important to realize that if society meekly submits to an expert and that expert is wrong, a great deal of harm may occur.
When we allow one man's policy or one group of small men and women to be foisted on an entire nation. Take, for example, government experts who continue to call for schools and daycare to stay closed, or that recommend restrictions that make it impossible for a school to function. For a time, there may not have been enough information about coronavirus in children, but now there is. There are examples from all across the United States and the world that show that young children rarely spread the virus. Let's start in Europe. 22 countries have reopened their schools and have seen no discernible increases in cases. These graphs behind me show no surge when schools open. The red line is where the schools opened. There is data from Austria, Belgium, Denmark, France, Germany, Netherlands. No spike when schools are opened. Contact tracing studies in China, Iceland, Britain, and the Netherlands failed to find a single case of child-to-adult infection. Here at home, childcare for essential workers continued to be available in some states throughout the pandemic. Brown University researchers collected data on daycares that remained open during the pandemic. Over 25,000 kids in their study found that only 0.16% got COVID. And when you looked at the confirmed cases for staff, there was about 1% of more than 9,000 staff. The YMCA also has put forward statistics. 40,000 kids at 1,100 sites. There were no reports of coronavirus outbreaks or clusters. Dr. Joshua Sharfstein of Johns Hopkins writes, there is converging evidence that the coronavirus doesn't transmit among children like the flu, that it is a lower risk. Just yesterday, the American Academy of Pediatrics says, we got to get kids back in school. We want them physically present in school. They even cite mounting evidence that children are less likely to contract the virus. Ultimately, this all comes down to the fatal conceit that central planners have enough knowledge somehow to tell a nation of 330 million people what they can and can't do. Perhaps our planners might think twice before they weigh in on every subject. Perhaps our government experts might hold their tongue before expressing the opinion whether we can play NFL football or Major League Baseball. Not in October. Perhaps our experts might think twice before telling the whole world that a COVID vaccine likely won't provide herd immunity. We don't know. Why weigh in with these opinions that we have no knowledge of? These are forecasts that may well be wrong. Perhaps our experts might consider the undue fear they are instilling in teachers who are now afraid to go back to work. No one knows the answers to these questions. We shouldn't presume that a group of experts somehow knows what's best for everyone. Hayek had it right. Only decentralized power and decision-making based on millions of individualized situations can arrive at what risks and behaviors each individual should choose. That's what America was founded on. Not a herd with a couple of people in Washington all telling us what to do and we like sheep blindly follow. This all begs the question, when are we going to tell the people the truth? That it's okay to take their kids back to school. Dr. Fauci, every day, virtually every day, we seem to hear from you things we can't do. But when you're asked, can we go back to school, I don't hear much certitude at all. I hear, well, maybe it depends. All of this body of evidence about schools around the world shows there's no surge. All of the evidence shows that it's rare. I mean, we've so politicized this and made it politically correct that the WHO releases that it's rare and you have a scientist up there honestly giving her opinion. What happens to her? She's blackballed and her report that she refers to is taken off the website. When you go to that scientist speech and you try to clink on the lick, the WHO has now screened it from us because it said something that's not politically correct. That, guess what? It's rare for kids to transmit this. But I hear nothing of that coming from you. All I hear, Dr. Fauci, is we can't do this, we can't do that, we can't play baseball. Well, even that's not based on the science. I mean, flu season peaks in February. We don't know that COVID's going to be like the flu season. It might, but we don't know that. But we wouldn't ban school in October. You might close some schools when they get the flu. We need to not be so presumptuous that we know everything. But my question to you is, can't you give us a little bit more on schools that we can get back to school, that there's a great deal of evidence, and it's actually good evidence that kids aren't transmitting this. It's rare, and that kids are staying healthy, and that, yes, we can open our schools.
Mr. Chairman, do I have a little bit of time?
Well, I'll give you a little. That was well over 5 minutes, but we'll...
Thank you, Senator.
Okay, we're going into a break, and we'll finish that when we get back. Don't go anywhere.
The program you are listening to is 100% sponsored by you, the listener, on this First Amendment Rights Media channel. You will notice that there are few commercials on this radio network. There's a good reason for that. Corporate advertising dollars come with strings that limit program content. So without your help, these programs cannot continue on satellite, internet, or our several affiliates. If you benefit by the educational law programs, we ask you to give. If you are admonished or nurtured by the Bible and ministry programs, we ask you to give. If some voice a cause that you are passionate about, we ask you to give. If you believe in any of these, we ask you to support them as you would a missionary on a continual basis, as if giving a tithe for missionary radio. These programs are not commercially viable and must be supported by those faithful to the cause of truth. Look for the button to sponsor your favorite programs at our listen and schedule pages on the internet. We will also give you unlimited archive access to all of our programs. We're asking you to give much less than a tithe, so that you may also send support directly to a particular program host, cause, and anywhere else the Spirit may lead you. Do all to the glory of our God and Creator, for His holy nation, the only kingdom that will last forever. Thank you for listening.
Okay, we're back. And before the break, I played that clip of what's his name? Yes, Rand Paul speaking the truth to Dr. Fauci. And as Greg Anthony so lovingly calls him, Dr. Dracula, should we hear what he has to say? What do you think in the chat room? Should we hear what Dr. Fauci answered to him? I thought, should I play it or should I not? Yeah, maybe we will. Maybe we'll play it. And you can listen to Dr. Dracula here as he speaks back lies and obfuscation to Rand Paul. Let me see, where is that at? Here it is. Right there it is. Okay. So we get that back on the screen here, and we'll see what he says. Now, don't you trust us? Just look at that face. You know, Dr. Fauci, good Roman name there. Yeah, I wonder who his allegiance is truly to. Here he goes.
Please answer the question.
Yeah, so very quick, Senator Paul, I agree with a lot of what you say about, you know, this idea about people having to put their opinions out without data. And sometimes you have to make extrapolations because you're in a position where you need to at least give some sort of recommendation. But if you were listening, and I think you were, to my opening statement and my response to one of the questions, I feel very strongly we need to do whatever we can to get the children back to school. So I think we are in lock agreement with that. The other thing that I'd like to clarify very briefly is that when things get in the press of what I supposedly said, I didn't say. I never said we can't play a certain sport. What happens is that people in the sport industry, they could either be people from Players Association, owners, the spread of the virus, what the dynamics are. I give it, and then it gets interpreted that I'm simply unqualified to tell you whether you can play a sport or not. Outbreak. Thank you.
Thank you. We just need more optimism. There is good news out there.
That was hard to take. Yeah, maybe we shouldn't have listened to Dr. Dracula there. Anyway, because he has nothing new to say except to obfuscate and hide the truth and follow his leader, as that's what he's doing with all of the other compromised or true followers of the Antichrist, whichever way it works for them. And that's what we got going on here. Okay, so let's check out the chat room, see if anyone's got any comments, questions. We also have a number you can call in. The phone is working. And yeah, he sure knows how to spin it. That's right, Carrie Ann. And we have evil murderers. Well, at least they're pulling out of the WHO. I think Trump is doing a lot of trying to cover his back without, you know, I don't know. I think he's being controlled so much and manipulated so much because, you know, as far as the truth, I don't see him as a very strong man able to stand up against the Antichrist and all the darts of the enemy being thrown at him in his position. All I can do is pray for him. You know, I hope that any conversion come to Jesus moment that he's had in his life, I only pray that it is genuine. That's all I can do about that. Not even going to go there. Let's see. What else do we have to talk about? Well, I did want to comment on there. This is the 114th day of the COVID covert march to the mark of the beast. And they're making giant strides so far in this 114 days. I believe that's 114. Yeah, last week was 107 days. So this is our 114th day in the great delusional days that we live in, the era of the three frogs. And the croaking is getting so loud, it's almost, you can't stop it unless you, you know, everywhere you go. And those spirits are at work in the world, spreading the lies and deceit and delusion that the Antichrist and the spirit of Antichrist, that to bring the world to that crescendo, that moment when Jesus returns, the great day of God Almighty. We're looking forward to it because we do know the end. Anyway, the whole monetary system is being turned upside down, listening to several voices out there and reading many articles on that. Some people say, well, and we've historically said that we know the end of fiat currencies in history. They always explode and the economies implode and they go into hyperinflation. And so we know the end of that. And so, but will that be the end with what we have now? Because one thing that's different about this present time in history, one thing that's different than all of the other fiat usury monetary systems where the governments printed their money into obscurity and caused hyperinflation and the economies imploded on themselves, impoverishing the whole nation. There's something, one thing that's remarkably different now. And what is different now is that the whole world, every nation on earth, is employing fiat usury money, and that they're all tied together through the one and only ever world reserve currency, the Federal Reserve Note, which is not federal. It's not really U.S. That's all pretend. That's all a cover for the Antichrist and his shadow government and his monetary system, which has taken over the whole world. So how will it play out this time? It won't play out like any of the times in the past. Yes, some things are predictable, like the hyperinflation that we are going into now. Okay, at the beginning of March, I could buy a 10-pound box of beef, of frozen beef patties, for under $25. Yeah, that's 80% beef patties. For $25 or less. That same box today, $42. Is that enough inflation for you in April, May, June in 3 months? That's 3 months. That is the beginning of hyperinflation. Now you got the Democrats out there and the liberals, they want to print another $3 trillion. The Republicans or the conservatives, they want to cool it down and only print another trillion. How many trillion have we printed in the last 3 months? At least a trillion for each month, if not two for each month, because I don't really know what they're disclosing. And a lot of that money doesn't go immediately into circulation. So that may help us out, because a lot of it is being siphoned off, as corrupt government does, when they give the people $10 billion. Well, you know, they get the rest of that trillion goes into the coffers of the rich and gets hidden out in their bank accounts. And as they're, so it really doesn't go into the economy to dilute it. But enough has gone into the economy. More has gone into the economy than past, what they call quantitative easing, same effect, and most of that money has gone into the coffers of the rich and been squirreled away in private accounts to be spent slowly over time. But if it goes out into the economy immediately, then you're going to get your inflation and your hyperinflation immediately, and that's what we're seeing. That's the effect. So what is the net effect? Well, if the Antichrist has his way, he wants to crash it so he can bring all of the money monetary systems together. He wants to get rid of cash. He wants it to be all digital, and he wants it to be all his money. And everybody to be on the same page worldwide. A one-world monetary system, a one-world currency. You know, so I think of currency, that's whatever is currently being traded as money. It's not really money, it's currency. Because real money is silver and gold, of course. But see, now, paper money and fake coins, you know, what do you call it? Well, paper currency and counterfeit currency and counterfeit coins. That's what we have in America today. The Federal Reserve notes and the coins they use are all counterfeit because they've taken all the gold and silver, all the real money out of it. And the paper money is backed by nothing. So that's counterfeit money. Okay. But at least when you hold it in your hand, at least, you know, because there's a universal law that says possession is 9/10 of the law. If you hold something, you own it. Yeah. So at least with the paper money, you have that much ownership. You have 9/10 of the law on your side. But when they take that away, you got nothing. You have absolutely nothing. You've already lost the money because in reality, in a legal sense, the coins, the counterfeit money out there, the Federal Reserve notes and the pot metal coins out there, and the copper-coated pot metal pennies, I call pot metal, that's junk metal, okay? Just because it's uniform doesn't mean it's not cheap junk metal, because that's what it is. And they copper-coat the pennies, and now it costs more than a copper-coated penny to make a penny. Yeah, that's funny, isn't it? I remember when they got rid of all copper pennies. They said, oh, it's costing more than a penny to make the pure copper penny. So they started copper coating pot metal. And boy, they're making money then. But now it's even caught up where the pot metal, copper coated pot metal pennies cost more than a copper coated pot metal penny to make. That's soup. That's inflation, baby. I'm telling you. That's where it's going. So the hyperinflation is kicking in. And see the conservatives at least trying to slow it down a little bit. They're not going to stop it. So we know the end. And we know that we have, 35 years till, at least 35, 40 years before the seventh millennium begins. Check out my What Year Is It post at my website there. And you can confirm that by the Bible and history and the facts for yourself. So do that. So a lot can happen. I mean, you see how much could happen in 3 months. Just think what can happen in another 10 years by 2030. They're trying to get this thing by. So the image of the beast gains all the power. See, and that's it. The image of the beast under a one world monetary system, it will fall to the image of the beast through which the Antichrist vicariously rules the world. Yes, and they wonder when they see the beast that was and is not yet is. They don't even see the beast because it was, is not, yet is. They see the image of the beast. They worship the image, or they worship the beast itself, or the head of that beast that received the deadly wound and was healed. You know what? The revelation makes complete sense. Yeah, go through my series I just put on my website that I just finished on Reformed Prophecy Interpretation. And I say, by the way, thank you all that are praying for me and the book I'm writing. I don't know how many people will actually get to read it when I publish it, but I'm getting close. I'd say within the next month, 3 months, give me 3 months, and I'll have the book out and finished. And hopefully we'll have some semblance of normalcy where I can still publish it and get it out there. And anyone who wants a copy of it as soon as it's published, I'm looking for a couple people that do proofreading. Yeah, maybe I can send out a few pre-copies as it stands right now. I'm still working on the last three chapters, and that's the section on A on the Millennium. Okay, that's the end of the book I'm working on right now. The rest of it I pretty much finished. I do wish I had an editor, proofreader person who could check it out for me and help me out while I'm still working on the end part to help me hone and polish the previous parts. Otherwise, I'm going to have to reread the whole thing several times myself before it gets published just to vet it, because I find when I do that, I end up moving a lot of things, and deleting a lot of things, and changing things, of course, trying to make it more a more objective read for the reader, or at least appear to be more objective by changing the way some things are worded and so forth. So anyway, thank you for your prayers, for you that are at least praying for me on that. I heard today, Carrie Ann says, that much of China's gold is actually counterfeit. Well, no doubt. People are counterfeiting coins. I hear they drill in the side of coins, and they drill out through the side of the coins with small drills, and then fill them, and then cover up the holes with real gold. And so, I mean, you can take that work, but hey, you know, if you can get a few $100 worth of gold out of a coin for a few hours worth of work, that's, you're making a lot of money. So people do stuff like that. So I'm sure there are shops set up to do that. Yeah, because evil people, they will collude together. It's called organized crime. Yeah, so they set up shops to do stuff like that. And I'll bet you there's a good number of them in China working. Yeah, so, and well, yeah, but I've read that article about much of the gold bullion, the bars that they have, and that are actually only gold on the outside. That's right. So, yeah, you could see how that could happen. Can't be too careful out there, I'll tell you. You need a good vetted dealer if you're going to be buying gold. Nobody's going to be doing silver coins, and it's not worth it. But silver will go up. Because when the inflation goes, the silver will go with it. Don't worry about it. Gold, as I told everybody in January, gold was going up to 1800. It is there now, and it's going to keep going up until it reaches its new high. I only wish I had the same amount of gold I had, back 10 years ago when gold was 1800, was the old high. Well, that's now going to be the new low. That's what I told you in the beginning of this year. So I hope those that were able to buy gold or silver did buy the beginning of the year. You can still jump in at silver. It's still at the low. Not that it was this year, but it's back where it really has been over the last 10 years, because it did take a little dip there. But it'll be going up with inflation, as will everything else, including toilet paper, beef, copper, and all of your commodities will be going up in price. And as far as food, well, you have to buy food. There's food you can buy that will last many, many years, especially if you store it right, like beans, which are seeds, because God made seeds to last. And well, you'll get a certain amount of seeds that will spoil, but or not sprout, but you know, after 10, 20 years, if they're kept in a cool, dark place, most of them will sprout. So you can eat those beans if they're kept high and dry and cool in buckets. Yeah. Carrie Ann got a little both from Melody. I hope you put in a good word for us over here at First Amendment Radio, Carrie Ann, with Melody, because she's still supporting us. And we love her. We love her broadcast. Sometimes I don't always agree with Melody. I think sometimes she's a little, you know, gets a little carried away by what's going on out there in the world, but who of us does not? But she's one of the most honest dealers out there in the world. Thank you for that, Carrie Ann, and everyone else that mentions First Amendment Radio or my name when they give Melody a call. Even when you call her back, don't forget to re-mention, and say thank you for supporting First Amendment Radio. Appreciate that. So anyway, that's what I wanted to say about the economy and what's going on. It's coming and it's undeniable. Prophecy is being fulfilled and there's nothing we can do about it. There is hope in America. The two horns, one like a lamb, the other speaks like a dragon. I believe that's a division in America between the lamb-like, the, you know, God's people, and the people that are controlled by Satan and the devil, the dragon. And so there seems to be an even keel in America. You can still get hurt here. We've had friends thrown in prison for life. Some died there. Some just spent many years there because they got trampled by the iron. So that can happen here, and it's not going to be easy. And it's not easy. I feel like I'm, you know, like the canary in the coal mine out here, trying to live without using the number. Yeah, I haven't used the number in 20 years, and I'm not going to go back now. As a matter of fact, I expect many of you will be withdrawing over the next 20 years, especially as we get closer, because there are going to be tests to participate. But God will take care of his people. And we see, you know, I've been reading how, through history, how God took care of his people, but at the same time, he required many to lay down their lives at the stake or by the axe or the sword. And we need to be ready to do that. That's why it's so important to study history. That's why I'm going through history on my broadcast, so that you can see how many people, hundreds of millions, have laid down their lives for the gospel. And I'm not worried about, I don't need health care. I don't need a medical plan. God has kept me healthy. I've followed his word, and he's got me through some health crises that I've had. So, I'm in 2023. I will have my 70th year will begin in 2023. So I'm no spring chicken here. But if I have a health crisis where I need to start taking, 10 drugs every week for the rest of my life, or I have to go in for chemotherapy or life-saving surgery so that I can live some diminutive life in pain or under the thumb of the medical authority for the rest of my life, I'm not going for it. You know what? I think as long as God wants to use me, he can keep me healthy enough to go on and do what I'm doing. I don't need to resort to extreme measures to try to extend my life in some kind of miserable living for what would be the rest of it. Okay? That's the way I feel about it. So I don't have a medical plan. And I did take my son to the emergency room at the hospital here a couple weeks ago. I never gave them a social security number for myself or my son. And they did blood work on him, and they drained the abscess that was on his face down here on his lower jaw. But they declared they couldn't find anything wrong with him. Okay? And he's pretty much fully recovered from that. Okay? He still has there's still a small abscess, but it's getting smaller every day. And he's pretty much recovered from that. And it probably, didn't really need to take him there. But see, I would get accused of, abuse if I did not. Okay? That's things you have to think about, things like that, unfortunately. Okay. Sid says, I did, and it's hard, and people think I'm crazy. No more fear. You did what? Got some gold and silver for Melody? Well, I hope so, for your sake, but unless you're talking about the number, yeah. And people do think you're crazy. Okay, we're going to go into a break here, have some news, And we'll come back with your calls or comments or questions from the chat room. You're listening to Cross the Border, Prophecy Reality Edition. We got another hour to go. So think about something to call me about and call that number up there in the upper right-hand corner of the chat room. And we'll be back.
Visit crosstheborder.org, C-R-O-S-S, crosstheborder.org, to get your print, EPUB, or PDF version of Nicholas Arthur's new book titled When the Third Temple is Built. That's crosstheborder.org. When it comes to prophecy today, much of the evangelical Christian world has their eyes on Israel, waiting and watching to see when the Third Temple will begin to be built. The plans are drawn, the Jewish people are eager. Most evangelical Christians today believe that the rapture will happen before the Third Temple is built. Hi, I'm Michael Eugene. I was taught that Daniel's 70th week was in the future. Is that really what the Bible teaches? Have we searched the scriptures and found this to be true? Why is it so important for a reestablished Israel to build a third temple in Jerusalem? Is it necessary to build a temple on the same location already occupied by the Dome of the Rock? Is it necessary for sacrifices to take place in the temple on Temple Mount? Is there really a rapture followed by 7 years of tribulation? What is the New Testament temple? Can we identify history and prophecy? Who is the first beast in Revelation chapter 13? Who are the seven kings in Revelation 17? I have asked all these questions, and I have found Nicholas Arthur's new book, When the Third Temple is Built, answers all these questions and more, using Scripture to interpret Scripture. The Bible says that no prophecy of Scripture is of any private interpretation. Nicholas shows us in his new book, When the Third Temple is Built, how the Bible interprets prophecy and not man's private interpretation. Visit crosstheborder.org, C-R-O-S-S, crosstheborder.org, to get your print, EPUB, or PDF version of Nicholas Arthur's new book titled When the Third Temple is Built. That's crosstheborder.org.
Welcome back. You're listening to Cross the Border. My name is Nicholas. Today is this is a Prophecy Reality Edition. We're going into hour two, on day 114 of our covert march to the mark of the beast. I have an article here from LouRockwell.com. I thought it was had quite a bit of insight to it I wanted to share with you. This is by Gary D. Barnett, and I'm going to skip his first line there and start with his second sentence here. Modern civilization as we know it has been around for about 6,000 years. But during these current times, the governing forces are intent on the destruction of all that has been and all that has been gained throughout history concerning humanity and morality in order to gain control of current and future generations. All truth of the past must be altered or eliminated, so that the only knowledge allowed us is that which has been artificially created in the present. This is necessary in order to bring about the new paradigm of collective sameness and non-human existence, a world governed by the few claimed elitists at the top of the power pyramid. This will require a loss of emotion, sympathy, individuality, intellect, and spirituality. There is a distinct advantage for those that seek to gain power and control to eliminate or alter any real knowledge of our history, so that future generations have access only to information allowed by the ruling element of society. With the loss of our history and heritage comes the loss of any free-thinking people. There will be no separation of church and state, no separation of governments, no separation of national borders, because all borders will become localized, and no unity of family, friends, and neighbors. Yeah, put on your mask. In other words, no community. there will be only the ruling class and the proletariat or lower class. Dissenters will be shunned, locked out of services, marginalized, imprisoned, or eliminated. This is what the future will look like in this global dystopia currently being created in plain sight. Even Pope Francis is on board. Imagine that. Even the Antichrist himself is on board and promulgating this agenda, as is evident in his July prayer message. We quote, "Let us pray that today's families may be accompanied with love, respect, and guidance, and especially that they may be protected by the state." Thank you. Thank you, Antichrist Francis, for that. The state is the new God. It is the beast. See, the state is the beast in Bible prophecy. The beast is the new God. The state is the new God. It is the entity to be respected by all. It is the guiding light for mankind. And you notice all those automatons out there mouthing the words of the beast, repeating after the beast, "I must wear my mask. I'm afraid of COVID. I must social distance. I must do whatever the beast says. I must comply with it." Okay? The state is the new God that they obey. It is the entity to be respected by all. It is the guiding light for mankind. They worship the beast. It is to be the sole protector of life and family. It is to be prayed to. It is to be loved, and it is to be obeyed. This is the new world order. This is the new religion of humanity. This is the new global church of mankind. No singing allowed. Oh, yeah. No singing allowed. What is happening today is no accident. It is not due to any natural virus pandemic. There's no global COVID health crisis. All of this response has been purposely staged, and the reaction by the masses was anticipated long in advance. And that is the pathetic truth of this global agenda-driven madness. Once the switch was flipped, the majority acquiesced to the high command and submitted to the grand master called government. The timing of the state's takeover of this country was absolutely brilliant. As the bulk of American populace had been dumbed down and made dependent to the point of being little more than an impotent herd a domesticated human livestock ready for slaughter. At this stage of the game, many will be summarily eliminated, especially the old, sick, mentally inferior, poor, and weak among us. This will be accomplished through mass vaccination of poison, of fear of continuous false threats of disease, of isolation, of mandated mask wearing and distancing rules, of despair and suicide, of economic devastation, of the elimination of common and vital communication and closeness of family and friends, and from the loss of all hope, spontaneity, and the natural love of life have been lost by most. And this is a death knell to the sanctity of our very existence. This is what the monsters that created this fraudulent crisis have brought to bear on the people of this country. And without mass resistance now, our future will be one of servitude. Without mass resistance now, our future will be one of servitude. Many are currently participating in a mock celebration of independence and freedom, while much of the country is under orders to self-imprison, wear masks, close their businesses, distance from one another, and comply with every order handed down by a corrupt and tyrannical government. This is the epitome of useless contradiction, and is an embarrassment to any that understand the concept of what it means to be truly free. Fireworks and flag waving have nothing to do with real freedom. But the false belief that freedom exists where it does not and exposes only the truth expressed by Johann Wolfgang von Goethe when he said, "None are more hopelessly enslaved than those who falsely believe they are free. There is no freedom left in this country as it stands today, or at least there is very little. We are in the midst of an attempt by the oligarchs to eliminate the human spirit, and if this attempt is successful, the singular majesty of the human experience will have been abolished, and only a technocratic black hole of emptiness and despair will remain. This is the essence of a failed society brought about by the destruction of human intellect by state education, mass propaganda, and the planned control of individuals through physical and psychological manipulation due to fear." Quote, "It is to be expected that advances in physiology and psychology will give governments much more control over individual mentality than they have even in totalitarian countries." Fichte laid it down that education should aim at destroying free will, so that after pupils have left school, they shall be incapable, throughout the rest of their lives, of thinking or acting otherwise than as their schoolmasters would have wished. But in this day, this was an unattainable ideal that he regarded as the best system in existence produced by Karl Marx. In the future, such failures are not likely to occur where there is dictatorship. Diet, injections, and injunctions will combine from a very early age to produce the sort of character and the sort of beliefs that the authorities consider desirable, and any serious criticism of the powers that be will become psychologically impossible. I see that in a lot of people. Continuing, "Even if all are miserable, all will believe themselves happy, because the government will tell them that they are so," unquote. Bertrand Russell. The impact of science on society. Science says, wear your mask. Science says, social distance. Oh, pay attention to the science. Yes, we get it. Yes, and that's from his book, The Impact of Science on Society, 1952, Chapter 3, Scientific Technique in an Oligarchy. I think they've been reading up Dr. Fauci or Dr. Dracula Fauci. "It is important to understand that the American public has accepted almost all of this tyranny voluntarily. And because of that fact, the untenable situation we find ourselves in today can..." Okay. Yes, it's been voluntary. "Because of the fact, the untenable situation we find ourselves in today can still be reversed." There's some hope. And I'm hoping. Can it be reversed? Well, I've expressed my thoughts about the division in the society between good and evil remaining on an even keel throughout the existence of this nation until Christ comes. So it's a fight. And it's a fight that we're not going to win, but neither are we going to lose. Okay? It's a fight that we have to fight hard just to maintain the status quo. The dichotomy, the existence of the dichotomy. That's what I see in Bible prophecy for America. This is the light at the end of the tunnel that is still within our reach. There's huge difference in voluntary acceptance of rule and rule by force of arms. Once the state advances to the stage of aggressive force, it becomes much more difficult to alter the course of events. And instead of light at the end of the tunnel, only darkness will remain. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, I guess I'll post that for those that want that article. You can share it on your stuff. I'm going to post it in the chat room. Well, that one, the quote there, the quoted part was written in 1958. But yeah, wow. And it's from the book about the oligarchs ruling the world through science. That's the key word today. You don't know science. The science says wear a mask. No, it doesn't. They're lying. They're just saying that science says that. But how else can an oligarch rule the world through science except through lying about science? Because science is really reasoning using the truth, you know, putting to the test every so-called proposition and subjecting it to, you know, unbiased scientific examination. That's what science, true science, is. Ty says, how would I word a religious system, a reason for not wearing a mask, not participating in lies, not covering the image of God? Oh, scientism. And science falsely so-called. They lie like a rug. Thank you for that, Carrie Ann. Now, we just, you know, just tell people, you know, I walked into the grocery store yesterday and I did not put on a mask. The sign at the entrance says, masks are required to enter. I walked around the whole store the whole time without a mask. Nobody said anything to me. And I even talked to, because I was bringing back some onions that I opened up the bag and they were rotten when I bought them. I took them back and got a refund. And nobody said, I know a few people were looking at me, but I didn't care. I proudly did not wear a mask. And then I went to one place where they were a little more strict, and I wore a bandana below my bottom lip, you know, because they said face masks are required. Well, I had, or cloth covering, so I had a cloth covering. I was covering my neck. Yeah. And then I went into another place. Oh, yeah, I went in to pay my bill for my internet service that you're enjoying right now. And they said, oh, you can't come in without a mask. And I said, I pulled my shirt up over my nose like this. I said, can I come in now? I said, there's a lot of air down here, you know. At least I've got more air to mix. And I said, can I come in now? And they said, no, we'll come out to you. I said, oh, okay, well, I'll wait outside. And they came out to me, and I paid a couple $100 in advance on my bill, because when it comes due, I just pay several months in advance. So that's how I'm dealing with it, okay? And I tell them, you know, this whole thing is a hoax. You know, I still tell them, you know, I'm going to hit them with truth wherever I can. And then I say, you know, God bless you. Have a wonderful day. Breathe the free air. I saw an older woman who was kind of smiling at the things I was saying at the internet store there. And she walked out and she started walking down the street with her mask on. And I shouted behind her, take off your mask, breathe the free air. And she took her mask off and walked into her car and got in her car. You're outside, enjoy the free air, you know. Don't wear that mask unless you absolutely have to. Because sometimes you got to have stuff that you're going to have to, you know, comply somewhat with. But, you know, I'm going to let them know that I think it's all a hoax and that, you know, yeah, I'm going to speak the truth. Looks, everyone is so fearful when they see without a mask. Yeah, I went to the Baptist church, local Baptist church here. And they were saying, I was glad to hear that, the pastor said, we're saying. I don't care what the cover is. That's too far. We're saying. And in the back, some young child started sneezing. And a few people said, God bless you. But nobody seemed like they were ready to run for the door. You know, used to be you sneeze and that's what all people said. A few people would say, God bless you. I don't say that. You know, so. I heard the history where that came from. Yeah, but I guess it's not a bad thing to bless people. Did the Bible translators get it wrong? Is it supposed to read the mask of the beast? Yeah, pretty soon you'll have to have 666 written. Oh, that would be great. That would take a message. I think I'm going to get me a mask and I'm going to write 666 across it. Cause I got a couple masks for like spray painting and stuff that I do keep. I do keep a few masks here in case I need one under, you know, certain circumstances. I'd rather breathe my own breath than some of the toxic, you know, like whatever, if, you know, when you need one, but I'd just write 666 across it. Of course, I'm going to poke holes in it in the middle of the sixes. Yeah. Or something. Right. I don't know. So that they can actually breathe with the mask on. Yeah. That would make a statement, wouldn't it? 666. Yeah. Yeah. Well, so we know we're up against at least half of the population, people. So that's the good news. Think of that as good news, that we're only up against half of the people in America. Because, like, America is still the last bastion of freedom. Hate to say it, but it's true. So I hate to say it, and I love to say it. I mean, it's just the reality that we're living with, and it's right in line with Bible prophecy. Okay? And check out that posting if you haven't seen that yet. And I'm going to post it again. This is, and you can find this at horiapocalyptica.wordpress.com. Chapter 3, and the name of this posting is it's chapter 9, it's volume 3, chapter 9, Rise of the Two-Horned Earth Beast. Everyone should read this. It'll give you a good idea of where we are in Bible history, because it covers a lot. It's contemporary, okay? And it's undeniable. Read it. Read it for yourself. You can deny it, but you'd be not denying truth. But I tell you, even if you don't like what it says, even if you don't agree with what it says, you cannot exclude it by the scripture. So therefore, it must be seriously considered. That's kind of a rule of mine. If I cannot exclude it by scripture itself, then it must be considered. Okay? So, when it comes to interpreting the revelation, especially apocalyptic prophecy, if you can't exclude it, and of course you have to know how to exclude. So if you get something you think should be seriously considered, give it to me, you know, let me try to exclude it. And if I can exclude it, I'll share that with you. So if you come up with something, and I mean, that's what I do. I first try to exclude whatever by scripture. You know, honestly, by the Spirit of God and by the Spirit of the Word, what something says. If I can't, then I have to seriously consider it. Okay, the world is now in the middle of a Jesuitical medical inquisition. Jesuit fine fiend? I still don't know what the rest of that word is. I wish you'd tell us what Jesuit F-I-E-N is short for. There, in the chat room. Yeah. Medical inquisition that will give Rome complete power over every living soul once it is finished. Why are we being satirical here? Yeah, we're all taking part. How are we being? Am I being satirical? Yeah, well, I hope not. I hope everybody clearly understands what I'm saying. Jesuit fiends. Because of the character limit. Yeah, I have a 10 character limit. Sorry about that. Maybe I ought to make it 12. 13? An unlucky number? No, I had to limit it because if I made it unlimited, then the names would take up too much space in the chat room. Because someone would have a message and they would just over and over do anything to say the same message. You can see how that could get out of control. So I'm sorry about the limit on the names there. Yeah. Jesuit fiends. Yes. Okay. So the name is not really about you. You're not a Jesuit fiend. Yeah. I would like a name that's more characteristic of the people in the chat room. Like True Seeker, we get that, even though we don't see it all. Bob from PA, we get that. And WW, we have no idea. Although I do know that's Thomas. Because I've met WW face to face. So So you might consider Jesuit fiends. You might consider another moniker for the chat room so that we can all be friends and have a friendly name for you. Okay, then why are we not warning people that the Mark of the Beast approaches in the fall with their nano-driven ID vaccination? Well, I guess I'm one of the only people out here doing it. I mean, I'm doing it here every day or week. I come to this broadcast here, and I say this is day 114 on the covert march to the Mark of the Beast. That's what it is. 2030 agenda. The Antichrist wants everyone marked and numbered by 2030. He's going to introduce it. I also believe that he has to pull off his Temple Mount play, because that's a 7-year play they're going to be pulling off. So I expect that to be pulled out so that it terminates by 2020, the 7-year tribulation deception, so he can totally discredit the Bible completely. And if you read my book, when the third temple is built, the rapture play will begin. You'd know what that was all about. Get a free copy. Go to my website and check it out. Free ebook tab there. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Visit crosstheborder.org, C-R-O-S-S, crosstheborder.org, to get your print, EPUB, or PDF version of the book, The Rapture Will Be Canceled. That's crosstheborder.org.
I know you all want answers, and believe me, so do I, and I'll do my best to get them.
Despite Nicolas Cage's promise to do his best to get Left Behind rapture answers for us, don't hold your breath. Not everyone believes Left Behind is true prophecy. Some may even regard as conspiratorial the mainstream re-release of the Left Behind movie, with actor Nicolas Cage portraying the main character, as an attempt to further reinforce in the minds of all this perception of false prophecy, in order to condition the masses for the play about to begin. If you want true Bible prophecy answers, get the book, The Rapture Will Be Canceled. The author exposes the Latin rapture origin, the 7-year tribulation deception, true Bible revelation of Daniel's 70 weeks, the abomination of desolation, the restrainer, America in the revelation, the image of the beast and the mark of the beast, and the truth about God's chosen people, and so much more about Bible prophecy. This book will shatter the left behind paradigm of future events. Get the book, The Rapture Will Be Canceled. Visit crosstheborder.org, C-R-O-S-S, crosstheborder.org, to get your print, EPUB, or PDF version of the book, The Rapture Will Be Canceled. That's crosstheborder.org.
Welcome back. You're listening to Cross the Border. This is a Prophecy Reality Edition, and this is day 114. I believe that's 114. That's what my last post said anyway. 114 of the covert march to the Mark of the Beast. Day 114. Yes, this nonsense has been going on 114 days. And the Antichrist has made a leap of years in 114 days. Talk about impatience, or talk about just knowing what he is able to do. I can't believe that people are actually falling for the second wave, but it's that half of the population that is under the sway of the dragon. Yes, that dragon speaking horn has half of the population of the American Republic listening, following orders, having no idea what liberty is. Yes, their idea of liberty is, I will be safe if the beast says I'm safe. The government that they worship the beast. They worship the image of the beast. Or they worship that little horn, the head of the beast, the Antichrist, the man of sin, who sits in the temple of God, saying that he is God. He is the vicar of God. When you look at him, like George Bush said, when he looked into the eyes of Pope Benedict, what do you see? I see God. That's what George Bush says. You can look it up there. Probably on YouTube someplace. Just put in George Bush, I see God. Yeah, you'll hear it for yourself. Yes, President Bush. And those Bushes were the worst presidents our nation, are among the worst presidents our nation has ever had. I think I still have to go with, probably Wilson, the worst. And I hate to say it, but Lincoln comes in number two, or maybe the equal spot with Wilson. Maybe they would just share that spot. And from there, most of them were bad, right under them. The worst presidents in history, yeah. And of course, maybe they all did some good things. Well, maybe Wilson didn't do anything good in his whole life, I don't think. Yeah, some people were just totally evil, apparently. But that's all I'm going to say about that. Okay, what else do we have going on here? Well, let's see what else. We saw the, maybe I ought to check in. That nobody's calling. That would be nice to get some calls. Because I was thinking, well, you know, maybe I'd do a daily broadcast. Maybe in the evening or something. And just do this in the evening and save the morning for the history and the prophecy and stuff like that. And just do a, type show, a variety type current events show in the evening. And I know some of my listeners would like that. But that means that I'd have a lot more work to do. So I need someone else. I need help in here to get First Amendment Radio growing while there's yet time. And if I get kicked off the internet altogether, if that could happen, maybe it will, maybe it won't. We'll see. I'm hoping not. I'm hoping that we'll always be able to shine a light here to try to pull as many people out of darkness as possible. But some people, it just seems impossible. Some people in my own family, even, it seems impossible. You know, I'm sure many of you feel the same way, that you have family members that you love. It just seems that they are unreachable. Your name and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Yes. Your name and where you're calling from.
Dial.
Dial? Okay, I don't know what's going on there. It just said dial twice. Gee, I hope that's not an indicator that my phone is not working again. That wouldn't be any fun. So someone might want to just call in and, hey, where's Fireman Mike today? at least he calls. And someone else might want to call and just give me a phone check. Otherwise, I need to spend $5,000 on phone equipment. Yeah, that phone equipment for radio gets expensive, I'm telling you. Or I have to get a Skype number and set that all up. Yeah, that's difficult, too. That's because I don't have a producer. A lot of things are difficult to do or very expensive. Yeah. Because I remember when I had paying customers or clients on First Amendment Radio, I needed $5,000 phone equipment to take phone calls. Yeah. But when I stopped using it, I sold it. So I was lucky I got money for it before it all became obsolete because of Skype and the internet. Okay, well, what do we got next here? Let me close this up. I'm sure I've got something else I can talk about. Ah, I like this one. We are not guinea pigs, South African anti-vaccine movement. Opposing Big Pharma. Well, we'll talk about that. Your name and where are you calling from? You're on the air.
Hi, this is Carrie Ann from Wisconsin.
Oh, hi, Carrie Ann. My phone does work. We hear you loud and clear. That you're just giving me a check, huh?
Well, WW told me I need to call today, so I'm calling.
Okay. Well, it's wonderful to hear your sweet voice. Thank you for calling in and the phone check.
What do you think about the cashless society coming up here? And what do we do with our gold and our silver if we can't use coins? Can we use coins to buy things?
Well, you can barter. But it's pretty much with this COVID, an unexpected thing has happened. They've shut down all of our open-air markets and flea markets. But I think, we will develop bartering. It will develop.
Okay.
We just need to be in prayer about that. I have silver coins myself that, in case it comes about where I can't find other workarounds in the monetary system to continue, at least I can barter that. But be growing your own food as a matter of things you can trade with other people, and just pray and see where the Lord leads us, because he's not going to forget about
like
us.
It's happening.
Yeah. Yep.
And they say that with the direct deposit now, and there really hasn't been a lot of cash really changing hands. Your employer plunks it in your bank. You spend it on the internet to pay for things. Pay for your bills and stuff, and it really is a cashless society.
Well, yeah, I mean, a lot of my stuff, a lot of stuff for First Amendment Radio is paid electronically because, of course, we get money electronically from supporters. But I still do use a lot of cash, and, people send checks to our trust bank account, and my trustee pulls out cash, and I get cash, and I spend cash. And anyone else who pays me, I have them pay me in cash, so they have to run to the ATM and get cash out. So, I'm saying use as much cash as you can. Keep it out there.
Yeah. Do you think that someone has said, or people have been saying, that Trump is resetting the monetary system? And is that why some of these stores apparently don't have change and money to let people spend their cash?
Well, I think there's a shortage of coins because the mint has been closed down more than half of the time. But as far as the pennies disappearing, I really don't care about, because you go, a dollar now is worth what $100 was 100 years ago. $100 now is worth what a dollar. So like pennies, nickels, and dimes and coins, the pot metal coins are all irrelevant now.
Mm-hmm.
They're not even a rounding error. So, they're going to go by the wayside, especially with this giant surge we just had in inflation. So.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, exactly. That was rather colorful what you shared with us. And I just want to make one more comment before I hang up and not just let you talk about it, because this is what you talk about, is knowing who the Antichrist is. And I hear people, when they talk about the mark of the beast and kind of how people are bowing down now with this virus and masks and everything else, like you're sharing with us, is they say, well, but you're not bowing down to Satan, and you don't have marks on your hands. So some of these teachers are giving people a false sense of hope or reality that, no, you are taking the mark. You are.
Well, yeah, you put the mark of the beast is where you put the state in the place of God. Period. It's that simple. Because beast is it means government in the scripture.
Okay. Yeah, you're absolutely right. And yet I heard someone this morning from a show last night where the gentleman was saying, he was trying to tell people, you're not taking the mark of beast because you don't have a mark on your hand and you're not bowing down to Satan. And he obviously, I've heard his, he's a futurist, so obviously
right.
He doesn't understand who the Antichrist is.
Exactly.
But I feel bad for the followers because they're feeling good about what they're doing or not doing, but they're not truly aware.
Well, that's part of the Antichrist delusion in prophecy is futurist dispensationalism. It hides the true Antichrist from them because they're expecting some guy to show up in the future for a few years. And until then, their eyes are blinded to the Antichrist, and they accept that. That's fine with them. Unfortunately.
And that's it. That's absolutely right, because they're the Antichrist isn't going to make it obvious.
Exactly.
So you have to figure it out.
Yeah, he's a deceiver and a liar, so he's not going to say, I'm the Antichrist, and if you worship me, you get to burn in hell. Come on, come on. What are you waiting for? Sign up. You know, he's not doing that.
He's that's a deceiver. Yeah, that's what some of these teachers are saying, telling people, see, you're not doing that, so you're okay.
Yeah. False assurance. Yep.
Gary, but thank you for all that you do, Nicholas.
Okay, and thank you for calling in, Carrie Ann. Appreciate it. Bye. Love you too. Okay. Well, that was easy. See how easy that was? Carrie Ann called in, and so can you. So the number's there, and you've got about 5 to 10 minutes to call in if you want to call in. Okay, we're not guinea pigs. South African anti-vaccine movement opposing Big Pharma. And he got a picture of a brown-skinned person there. Says, why not test Bill Gates' COVID vaccine on whites? So we got a movement in South Africa, against opposing Big Pharma and Bill Gates' imposition and testing, because that's where they're testing. Yes, you know, him and Margaret Sanger all agree that first we need to get rid of the undesirable races, the white, the blacks, and the poor. And and the poor, no matter what color they are, the undesirable, the deplorables, as our last candidate for the Democratic Party for president said, the deplorables. And that would be me and you, yeah, right there. They would like to get rid of us all. So got some opposition there. Okay, here's another one. Then you can find this on, I found this on Facebook. In my opinion, many millions could die just in this country alone from a COVID vaccine. These deaths will not be blamed on the vaccine, but will be blamed on other factors. With universal vaccination, those most vulnerable would die off quickly, as their already weakened state of health will have been magnified greatly by the poisonous vaccine. Therefore, the old and the compromised will be the first to go, and that will continue to be mostly ignored because of the hype of a renewed second or third phase. But as time goes by, deaths will occur at every age regardless of health. The dissenters will be blamed for continued outbreaks, and distrust and fear of all people will consume the now pathetic and imbecilic masses. The enhanced fear that will have been instilled in the sheep will cloud their judgment even more and cause them to accept a second vaccinated, touted as necessary to enhance their now destroyed immune systems. At this stage, they will also accept much more surveillance and continuous monitoring, thus allowing the state to blame every movement, every contact, every pleasure, and every act of normalcy as a reason for the carnage purposely inflicted by the ruling and political class. And remember, these people, they believe in eugenics. They believe in population reduction, and they will do absolutely anything to gain it. And they have the perfect tool in their hands now, and they have perfectly manipulated the masses, that half of the population, or most of the population in some places. Yes. Bill Gates once said, and you can look, you'll find this on, what do you call that, TED Talks. Bill Gates once said, I heard it come out of his own mouth, that the population was headed to 9 billion, and that, quote, if we do a really good job with vaccines, health cares, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 to 15%. That would equate to 900 million to 1.4 billion less people. With worldwide COVID vaccinations, that genocide of over a billion people could easily be accomplished in a short amount of time. Gates and the elites would have committed mass murder by stealth, and their vaccination indoctrination would be considered a successful coup. Millions of deaths are coming to America if this COVID vaccination is allowed to go forward. The truth will never see the light of day in any mainstream media, and the American public will feed on the frenzy of death with their fear. This is a recipe for death never before seen in this country. And when the dust settles, the murder of innocence by the state will have surpassed, okay, and that is by the Antichrist state, will have surpassed all imagination. And what will remain will be totalitarian hell. Eugenics is the most adequate and thorough avenue to the solution of racial, political, and social problems, unquote. That was a quote from Margaret Sanger, her book, The Eugenic Value of Birth Control Propaganda, in Birth Control Review. I guess that was an article from page 5, October 1921. So you see their agenda. This is the truth. This is the truth that they don't want on Facebook, although I'm reading it off of a Facebook article posted, that I posted on Facebook. And because they can't keep up with all the truth everywhere. That's why I say don't leave them. Keep posting. Keep posting, keep posting, keep posting. Let's overwhelm them with as much truth as we can. That's part of our fight. If you can't do anything else, you can post stuff on social media. Just find good articles, like, and repost the ones I'm posting, you know. Go to First Amendment Radio and repost the postings there if you can't find, or subscribe to LouRockwell.com. A lot of good articles there. And you'll see them. There's memes, and there's a lot of good articles that can be posted and reposted, and just keep doing it and getting the truth out. That sometimes that's all we can do to fight it. And say what you can about the mark of the beast and spread that article that I put in the chat room there. You know, spread that around. That should wake a lot of people up, because that's a Bible prophecy that people have never read. Many futurists can be reached by that article. You know, that one from HoaryApocalypticae.wordpress.com, volume 3, chapter 9. And I'll post it in the chat room again. And our Jesuit fiends in the chat room should repost that, because that tells it like it is. And there are several other articles there. There are several that are linked that will directly address the situation in apocalyptic terms that people can understand, I hope. So there it is again. That needs to be reposted in on everybody's Facebook page and in every prophecy group out there, so they can read it for themselves, and the truth will set them free from that 7-year tribulation deception of the end time Antichrist, to blind them from the truth and that true great apostasy and the true biblical and historical Antichrist. Yes, by all the Jesuit fiends out there, like the governor of California, the governor of Michigan, Mr. Roman Fauci, Count Dracula himself, and his buddy Bill Gates. They are actually in business together, and there are postings on First Amendment Radio about that too. Yeah, so do whatever you can. And wherever you go, don't wear the mask. Make them tell you to put it on. And then do something absurd. Or get one that says 666. Bow down and worship. Yeah, that'll be the message. Here, I got a mask with a message for you. When they tell you to put a mask on, and put your 666 bow down and worship mask on. You ought to sell those. So maybe I can. No, I'm not selling anything. You know me. I'll give it away free if I can before I'll sell it. Okay? That's the way I work. All right. Well, we're at the end of this broadcast. And all I can say is I love all you people out there, that show up in the chat room. And I love all the elect of God. May the Almighty bless you and keep you as you walk on the narrow way of life. Spread the word around, you know. They're elect out there that don't even know who they are. And our job is to reach them and to look at everyone and think, are they one of the elect? can I say something? You can throw a little test out there, throw a little truth at them, see how they respond. And if they respond positively, well, you may have made a friend or you may have made a convert. Thank you, Carrie Ann, for the blessings there, and everyone else in the chat room. Thank you for your prayers and your support of Cross the Border and FirstAmendmentRadio.net. And continue to hold us up in your prayers every day.
The program you are listening to is 100% sponsored by you, the listener, on this First Amendment Rights Media channel. You will notice that there are few commercials on this radio network. There's a good reason for that. Corporate advertising dollars come with strings that limit program content. So without your help, these programs cannot continue on satellite, internet, or our several affiliates. If you benefit by the educational law programs, we ask you to give. If you are admonished or nurtured by the Bible and ministry programs, we ask you to give. If some voice a cause that you are passionate about, we ask you to give. If you believe in any of these, we ask you to support them as you would a missionary on a continual basis, as if giving a tithe for missionary radio. These programs are not commercially viable and must be supported by those faithful to the cause of truth. Look for the button to sponsor your favorite programs at our listen and schedule pages on the internet. We will also give you unlimited archive access to all of our programs. We're asking you to give much less than a tithe so that you may also send support directly to a particular program host, cause, and anywhere else the Spirit may lead you. Do all to the glory of our God and Creator, for His holy nation, the only kingdom that will last forever. Thank you for listening.